WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward,
you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
General manager of Monday Night Raw for the last 9 months. I would like to personally thank Triple H, and Stephanie McMahon for giving me the opportunity of a lifetime. An opportunity I clearly put in jeopardy last week when I shoved Mr. Sacco in Triple H's mouth. And for that, I apologize. The last thing I want is for my personal problems with Stephanie McMahon to distract from the ultimate thrill ride. So, with that in mind, for the good of WWE, the good of WrestleMania, and for the sake of my own personal sanity, I am taking a leave of absence.
And those were all said on a cue card, and Mick Foley then completely lost it at that point. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rocket, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Taker! I got me Taker tonight! I'm happy! At least till he got speared.
Yeah, at least till he got speared. But we'll get to all the Taker stuff in a moment, because someone was happy to see The Undertaker, and that's where we're picking up after the Mick Foley promo, that being Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, she dressed up for her husband tonight. She was rocking the dress and the thigh-high boots and the choker and the purple eyeshadow. She was dressed and ready for Taker, and on top of it, she was absolutely full of herself tonight, because, well, Taker was there. And we all know Steph is, like, secretly in love with Taker. At least I think so.
I don't disagree with her.
I mean, it just, the pattern's there. She's got a thing for him. She's totally into him. Anyway, I digress. Yes, Stephanie McMahon comes out as Foley gives an impassioned speech about, he's Mick Foley, damn it, and he doesn't need cue cards, and, you know, this is all wrong, and the McMahons are wrong, and he's ranting and raving, and they're cutting his mic off, and finally Stephanie comes out and addresses Mick and fires him.
Like this.
Decisions, Mick. So therefore, I'm going to have to do it for you. And there's something I've been wanting to say for a very long time. Mick Foley, I've got two words for you. You're fired!
So, here's a question for you. How long do you think she's been wanting to say, I've got two words for you?
A long time. Like, it was a nice mix of her husband and her actual husband, not her work husband, and her father, but she can't quite get the bass in her voice like Vince does.
No.
Although she gets that, like, terrifying throaty screech like he does, and hers is more high-pitched, so it's almost like a banshee scream. Like, Vince just gets that bass in his voice that, like, just nobody can mimic. Nobody. And it's like, everybody tries, but nobody can say the words, you're fired, like Vince McMahon. They just need to record him saying that and just play it.
It's probably someone's ringtone.
I would not surprise me in the least if it's somebody's ringtone.
Or
points. Points if they're in HR.
Yeah. Or a sounder for when they get a text message or something.
Yeah, yeah. But I should add that before she fired him, Stephanie admonished Foley, and, well, she fired him. Foley was upset. She kept trying to get him out of the ring. She kept telling him to leave. And, well, somebody backstage was not happy about this. And that was one Sami Zayn.
So he says she's been wrong a lot of her with all our decision, but no one has had the guts to tell her to her face. She asked him to help his broken-down old mentor down the stairs so they could get on with the show. Fans chanted for some guy, Phil. Who the hell is that? So Sami comes down and says Foley has shown more class during this time as GM than she has in her whole life. Zayn says she shouldn't be ashamed of herself. Sami said Zayn's talented, but he's not on a level where he can interrupt her or even speak to her. Told him to go backstage and think about what he would do to make it all up to her. And Sami T's leaving and stopped and came back in the ring. And it's like, you could play. She says you could play his little music or whatever and do his little dance up the ramp. Zayn said the smart thing would free from leave, but he's not about doing the smart thing. It's about doing the right thing.
And this is the point where everybody's going, Sami, just shut up and get in the back. Just shut up. Just before you die, just, like, get in the back.
The Destroyer then showed up.
Like you do.
Steph said, I got this. And Stephanie told Foley to get out of here once and for all. And Stephanie then made Samoa Joe versus Sami Zayn for our opening contest. I really enjoyed this opening segment.
This was a really great opening segment. This was a wonderful way to write Mick Foley off TV. He can go now have his hip surgery. We know that Steph's other ex-boyfriend is going to be coming back very shortly for the Hall of Fame. Would not surprise me if Angle replaces Foley as the GM of Raw, which creates a whole different set of tensions there.
You can cut that sexual tension with that knife.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to say the least. But yeah, I mean, I thought this was a really good, really strong opening segment. It was a nice follow-up to Raw last week. Ties everything together.
And it gets rid of Foley.
So he can go off and go take care of himself, which is what we want. We want a healthy Mick Foley. We want him to feel better. And it sort of moves everything along.
There's a little bit more with Foley to come, but Samoa Joe and Sami Zayn had a really solid match. Samoa Joe made him submit in the Kid in a Clutch. Good stuff.
I worry about Sami with the amount of beatings he's taken. It's like, dude, y'all can play nicer with him. You don't have to, like, literally beat the crap out of him.
He secretly enjoys it.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to consult the Tumblr on that.
Maybe. So backstage, we saw Foley, and he was talking with Sami, and then they got a hug, and it was a sweaty hug. Zayn wanted Foley to stay because he stands up for standing in front of the locker room, and they hugged. He met his hero, and then he walked away. And then Mick saw Cesaro and Sheamus and thanked them for putting them together. And they hugged and everything. Saw a couple of cruiserweights, and then Bayley was there, and they shared a hug. So Foley,
because of course they did.
Foley got his Bayley hug, and then over in the corner was Triple H.
He's completely jealous that Bayley was hugging Foley.
One. And two, with a big old smile on his face, he says, have a nice day, Foley.
Oh, Hunter, you dick. Bless you. And he wasn't done.
No, we'll talk about that here in a minute. We heard from Seth Rollins' trainer, Kevin Wilk, talked about, you know, the only thing that saved him last week was the knee brace. and that there will be no doctor in America who will clear him for WrestleMania. So can I go to Canada?
I think he could.
Or Mexico?
Maybe.
We'll get to that here in a bit. Charlotte versus Dana. Charlotte sold a lot for Dana. It was really awkward at times. Charlotte won.
Charlotte was doing her best to make Dana look really good, make her look really strong. She was trying to get back a little bit. But yeah, it was just, this was not the best, but I don't think it really was meant to be, because it's kind of one of those, like, just bridge feud match things to get to Mania. Because I would not be surprised if Dana doesn't cost Charlotte the title.
If you remember, at one point the speculation was that it was going to be Charlotte versus Dana at WrestleMania. Thank God that's not happening. Just want to point that out. So, Stephanie was backstage and she was talking to Bayley, and Bayley said she didn't want a hug from Stephanie because Stephanie, when she admired Stephanie growing up, but she thought she was a really strong woman. However, she's seen her use her power to hurt other people for the last few months, and it's like, Bayley's very disappointed in Stephanie. Stephanie says it takes a strong woman to do what she does, just as it does to be Raw Women's Champion, and she questions whether Bayley should be Women's Champion, and books her against Nia Jax. And if Nia Jax wins, she's added to the women's title match at WrestleMania, making it a four-way. So they had their match later in the show, and wouldn't you know it, Nia Jax won.
Shocker.
They had a better match than they did the previous week. This was a lot better match. Some 205 Live on Raw action. We had Brian Kendrick beat TJ Perkins in a minute.
I'd like to point out before we continue to that, Nia, you need to play nice with Bayley, okay? 2 weeks before Mania. 2 weeks.
Yeah, she did ragdoll her a little bit.
I know Bayley was selling, so Bayley, be gentle with yourself. Nobody gets hurt this close to Mania. Nobody. Okay? Alright? We cool? Brian Kendrick.
Stole a passport.
Stole a passport. Well, is it technically stealing if he finds it on the ground?
But did he really find it on the ground?
We don't know. We have to take him at his word.
He is a man with a plan. Just saying. By the way, 90-second match for all that with the ropes. Again, pointless. Also, Austin Aries beat the premier athlete, Tony Nese. They at least had a 9-minute match. He won with the discus 5-arm. Neville and Aries exchanged words. Aries did a Neville impression. It was solid. Nothing spectacular with the promo exchange.
Yeah, it was just okay.
It was just sort of there. Let's see, in other action, Stephanie booked Cesaro and Sheamus against Enzo, Cass, and Gallows and Anderson. They have to win the match to keep their spot in WrestleMania. The match didn't do anything for anyone, as Anderson, Gallows, and Enzo and Cass, they fought with each other as Anderson and Gallows took them out. And then Sheamus and Cesaro quickly won, so they're still in WrestleMania.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, okay, I'm going to make you prove it. All right, they prove it. It's like, I get they're trying to get this to Mania. Like, there's not a whole lot they can do with it, so they're just trying to get them to Mania at this point. But it's like, the pointless matches are pointless?
Yeah, it worked. It was fine.
It worked, it was fine, but it was just like, it was kind of pointless. It did nothing for Enzo and Cass.
It did nothing for Enzo and Cass, but it was to sort of try to undo the work that Foley had been doing with Cesaro and Sheamus. And then there was this.
So is there something you want to tell us about? WrestleMania!
They stuck it in there.
Leave it to Woods. Leave it to Woods. To dish out the wood. You know, honestly, it's like, it's not funny. It's really not funny because what happened is terrible. And I feel extremely bad for Paige. Less bad for Woods and Brad Maddox. Mainly for Paige that this has happened to her. But it was funny. It was minorly funny. Yeah. That they're poking fun at it, but they're not poking fun at it. Like, they're more poking fun at Woods.
Right. Because, you know, he talked about the night being cold. Anyway.
And deleting his Twitter.
His tweet, yeah. Anyway, so they hyped WrestleMania. It was fine. It is what it is. They're a host of WrestleMania. So, I guess we should talk about the highlight reel. With the real Kevin Owens. So, Jericho showed a picture of Kevin Owens when he was really young, about 16 years ago, in a Y2J shirt. Posing in a Jericho style, with a poster of Jericho on his wall, and a busty blonde on the other.
I believe that was Pamela Anderson. He was no relation to Carl Anderson.
He was marking out, man. I don't think it was Pamela Anderson. I think Kevin Owens was having some sunny days.
Could be.
I think that's who it was. I don't know. Really didn't pay that close attention to who it was. But I liked, he was marking out, man. And then Jericho showed some Twitter DM exchanges that Owens did with Jericho and all that fun stuff. Jericho said they were never best friends. Jericho said he's not his friend. He's his hero. He was his hero. He's his idol. Jericho said that when they meet him or something, it will send Owens back to being a 16-year-old nerd and he'll realize what he got himself into. Jericho asked, what happens when you betray him? He was about to put Kevin Owens on the list until the Destroyer showed up on the stage, which allowed Kevin Owens to get in the ring and attack Chris Jericho from behind, lays him out with a pop-up powerbomb, and then Kevin Owens tore up the list and ate it and posed over Jericho.
Rest in peace, the list.
Rest in peace, the list.
Because, you know, hashtag blame Rob.
Yeah, I guess I should play that right now.
Hashtag blame Rob.
My only criticism of this, only, because this was a really good segment.
It really was. Jericho was on fire and he was hitting all his points. It was great.
Jericho kind of dated himself just a little bit. Because it's like he pulls out this 17-year-old picture of Kevin Owens in a Y2J shirt, points out it's 17 years old, and it's like, dude, that was 17 years ago. You're kind of pointing out that you're old?
Last week he pointed out that he debuted in Chicago in 1999.
I know, but it's like he's dating himself.
Well, at this point, you know.
Oh, okay. I know, I don't think he really cares, but it's like, okay, alright, fair enough. But yeah, that was my only thing, it's like, okay.
That also makes you feel older, doesn't it?
It makes you feel so old, like, that's the thing, it's like, this picture is 17 years old, and it's of Kevin Owens, and you're just sitting there, and you're like, holy crap.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So, I really enjoyed that stuff. It was really good. Roman Reigns talked about, only time he thinks about Undertaker is when he pictures him lying flat on his back in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania.
Me too.
At WrestleMania.
Me too.
Just saying.
Just saying. Me too.
Alright, so.
But I think we think about him in a completely different context. Just a thought.
Roman hopes he doesn't just rise up like you do. Anyway, moving on. Moving on, he says. We had some Goldberg and Lesnar hype videos throughout the show. We had two of them. Really well done.
Good way to get them on the show without having them on the show.
Yeah, very much so. So we mentioned Seth Rollins earlier, and there was Triple H. He's being interviewed in the ring by Michael Cole. Hunter asked the fans, having a nice day? Because he is. I'm having a nice day. Hunter said he was disappointed. He said he wanted to fight Seth Rollins so badly. He's in the best shape of his life. Fans were chanting for that Phil guy. Hunter didn't care. Hunter said it's not his fault that Rollins won't be able to make it WrestleMania. He said Rollins made the biggest mistake of his life when he stopped listening to him and started listening to the fans. The roar of the crowd. He said that it's addictive even though he never got it himself. He labeled it an insecurity and said he never needed it because he knows how good he is. This is where Lindsay says what?
He lies. He so lies.
Hunter pointed to Foley as proof. How many times have they ruined Mick Foley's life? He questioned. He said Foley missing part of his ear and the way he limps out. He mocked him with, you know, the limp and everything like that. Hunter recalled Rollins dropping the crutch and how the fans reacted. And he said that lasted for all, 30 seconds? Before he beat Rollins down and left him in a heap. How did that cheering work out for him? We showed the footage. He said, what happened last week, that's on us. That's on you. Hunter said people call him Rollins the Architect, but he was the one who gave him the blueprint. And then he mocked all the millennials for running their mouths. He said he made things too easy on Rollins. He said it was laughable that the crutch picked up an actual crutch and beat Rollins with it. At this moment right now, I am officially done with Seth Rollins. He pulls out an envelope and gives two nosebleed tickets to WrestleMania for Cole to give to Seth Rollins. Good stuff, right? That's it, right?
Awesome stuff.
But wait, there's more. Hunter had an idea. What if there was a way they could still fight? What if he drew up a contract for an unsanctioned match so Rollins couldn't sue him once he destroyed him? He asked the fans if that's what they want. Show up here next week and I'll draw the paperwork. Sign the document and it will be at WrestleMania. Seth Rollins versus Triple H. Or are you just a freaking coward? This was great.
Hunter consistently proves he is literally the best jerk they have on the roster. I mean, just consistently. He is the most sincere a-hole, and he tops Seth. Because Seth is really good at being that just that jerk heel character. Hunter just tops him. Same with Owens. Hunter is just next level in terms of being able to pull this off. He comes across as just the insincere jerk that you need on the show. And him just taking shots, him being just him, was perfect. Because, like, I never needed the crowd, which we all know is a complete lie. It's like, I never needed any of this. You know, you all seduce Seth. It's all your fault. It's all Seth's fault. It's like, well, I'll give Seth the match, but it's going to be unsanctioned, so he can't sue me. He can't touch me if I beat him up. Which is also true that if, you know, it happens vice versa and Seth beats up Hunter, Hunter can't touch Seth.
Right, there's no legal restraints to it. So yeah, that's the perfect way to do it because, again, we've been talking about this for 6-7 weeks now. Their match can't be a wrestling match or WrestleMania. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a street fight. What it boils down to, if you remember back to SummerSlam 2002, it's Hunter Shawn over again. It's going to be that. It's going to be that type of fight. And I can't wait, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is not going to be a wrestling match. This is going to be just the knockdown, drag out, beat the crap out of each other fight. And this was an excellent way to do this with Seth's injury, where it's like, okay, well, we're not going to do a wrestling match. We're not going to have an official match. We are going to do an unsanctioned fight where it's like, if you want to show up, you want to beat each other up, great. Here's where I'm going to be. This is where I'm going to be. When? You know, so it's like, it's perfect. So it's like, if Rollins isn't fully clear to do a match, he can at least get physical. They can do a quick little thing, and that's it. If he is clear, they can go longer.
And it also allows for some smoke, mirrors, destroyers, and demons.
Yep. Yes, it does.
Just saying.
Yes, it does.
just saying. So, your main event of Monday Night Raw was Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. It lasted a couple minutes too long.
We always say that about these two.
Because it is these two.
Well, it's like we all knew what this was.
We knew where this was going, so it's like, just get there.
It's like, honestly, they didn't need to have the full match because they're hyping the rivalry of Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. And it's like, as much as I love Braun, we all know that Taker's coming out. We all know Taker's there. So it's like, let's not screw around with this.
So Reigns escaped a big slam from Strowman, hit a Superman punch, another one. And he's sitting up for the spear, and then the gong strikes down. And when the lights turn on, there's The Undertaker staring a hole at Roman Reigns. And then subtly, The Undertaker turns around, looks at Braun Strowman, and then turns back. And then turns back to Strowman and lifts this man high up into the air, as high as he's ever lifted someone in the last 4 years, like he was Shawn Michaels. Dropped him with a chokeslam. And then you see this look on Taker's face like, oh crap, what did I just do? I just left myself wide open for a spear.
No, it's more, oh crap, that hurt.
That too.
When he picked up Strowman, he's like, ow! And then he just makes this really obvious grimace like, oh crap, that hurt. And then he turns around and it's like, oh, he's gotta take the spear.
Yeah, it's like he realized, oh crap, I just did something I should have done. And then he ate the spear. Roman walks up. And then the dead man rises again.
And just glares at Roman. They're doing a nice job with this feud, I will admit.
For as little as Taker's there, yeah.
For as little as Taker's there, I feel like Roman could put just a little bit more oomph into it. That's my only criticism. It's just because it's like earlier, you know, he's doing the promo with, I think it was Charlie. And he's like, well, this is my yard now. And he just kind of says it a little flat.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, okay, it's your yard, so proclaim it. It's like, this is my yard now, you know, this is mine.
This is my yard now.
You know, it's like, it was just a little flat. Like, he doesn't believe it. Like, he doesn't believe what he's saying. So it's like, just, you know, You gotta build a feud because Taker isn't there.
So what you're telling me now is he doesn't believe that?
Sure, we'll go with that. I mean, that's my only real criticism is like, you have to step up because you're building this feud on your own. Taker is going to be there on a very limited basis, so it's up to Roman to sell this feud.
And we all know there's only one man who could do that where he's just fighting himself.
And that would be Bray Wyatt.
That
would be
Bray Wyatt. So that was Raw.
That was Raw. I mean, overall, it was a good show. It's a nice follow-up to last week.
After Hunter, it dragged for a half hour.
Yeah, it kind of did.
First 2 hours were good. Third hour dragged after Hunter. And that's where it leads us. But yeah, so now we're, 13 days away from WrestleMania.
You are. Here it comes.
So we'll be back next Monday night to talk all about the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw. Tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, maybe a little bit earlier, maybe 11, depends when Talking Smack ends. Go head over to twitch.tv/RackRadioShow for WTR Sims. Thursday night, there will be no edition of the Rack, personal reasons. So we're taking this week off. So,
but we'll be back next week with our WrestleMania rundown.
The WrestleMania Spectacular, the NXT TakeOver preview with Omega, I think. Maybe.
We have to check.
So no Thursday Night Rack. Be warned, that's not a thing this week. We'll see what happens. Saturday night, we are back live. We're going to do a full show. CB Radio Live. Midnight-ish. We're going to have the Greater Than Great Debate. It's a mystery. I'm keeping this one private for now. Until the show. So check it out. CBRadioLive.com. Saturday night, midnight-ish. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio will be back. Last night was not on because I had family stuff. So, yeah. Russell Talk Radio will be back Sunday night with Heartbreak Mike, Tim Stein, and Omega. They'll preview WrestleMania on their own. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. That's the schedule. Go to youtube.com/RackRadioShow. There's content there daily heading into WrestleMania, including all the Sims from WTR Sims and the WrestleMania NXT TakeOver Preview Sims. They're going to come out next week as well. So a lot of content. And there may be odds and ends content coming whenever. So keep following us on the Facebooks and Twitters. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Lots of stuff coming. It's WrestleMania season. Get ready. Go.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
So, again, stay tuned for everything. We got lots of stuff coming. Bookmark us, wildtalkradio.com. So we'll see you next Monday for the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, this is presented by Garwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at instagram.com/mbg1211. We'll see y'all next week, live across the airways, right here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here, WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.